The Obama administration is easing a ban on military aid to countries who use child soldiers. Citing national security, the president waived the Child Soldiers Prevention Act for 4 countries in the Middle East and Africa. The White House wants to give the countries more time to comply with the act and allow continued funding of military training and counterterrorism programs. Human rights groups like World Vision have reacted with shock and surprise. FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports.
There are more than 250,000 children in armed conflicts around the world, according to UNICEF. Many of those are in 6 countries singled out by the State Department this past summer for enlisting children in their national armed forces.
6 countries are actively using children in their armed forces, and right now the U.S. gives military aid to 5 of those countries.
Jesse Eves with World Vision. His organization helped pass the 2008 law protecting children from armed conflict. This is the first year it comes into effect. But this week, the Obama administration waived the law for 4 of the 6 offending countries. Jesse Eves.
This decision just sends the wrong message. What they're saying is you can get away with using children as weapons of war so long as you're a strategic country for the U.S.
The 4 countries exempted are Chad, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Sudan, and Yemen. Joe Becker with Human Rights Watch says waiving those countries effectively neutralizes the entire law. Of the 6 countries using child soldiers, only Somalia and Myanmar, also known as Burma, were exempted.
Now, Burma is the only one of the 6 that doesn't get any U.S. aid. And Somalia gets peacekeeping aid that isn't covered by the law. So basically, everyone is getting a pass.
Becker says when the U.S. adopted the law in 2008, it was groundbreaking, sending a strong message to those governments.
For the United States to say, we're not going to use American taxpayer money to put weapons into the hands of children, that was an important message. And from the perspective of these governments abroad, to say, you know, if you continue to use child soldiers, you know, you're going to sacrifice your helicopters or your trucks or your military training, that's a pretty big incentive for them to make changes.
But the administration was more concerned about U.S. national security, says Rachel Stoll with the think tank Chatham House.
The real issue, it's you know, across these 4 is the effort to prevent the spread of terrorism throughout the continent of Africa and to make sure that it's the U.S. influence that helps these countries move forward rather than another country which the U.S. might be more concerned at.
The White House and State Department didn't return calls for comment, but officials told Foreign Policy that the move was meant to give regimes more time to make changes and to continue engaging with them. But Stoll notes the law doesn't ban all military assistance. The administration could still engage without a blanket waiver.
Under the law, the Obama administration has a very wide berth in which they can provide assistance to these countries that helps with professionalization of the military, that helps them get rid of the use of child soldiers. So this goes a step further and says, we also want to provide them with arms and assistance.
It's impossible to know how many children are in these countries' armies, but the Democratic Republic of Congo may be the worst offender. A 2006 UNICEF report found as many as 30,000 children in that country's armed forces. The waivers are good for 1 year. Next summer, the State Department will again determine which countries use child soldiers. Obama will again have to decide whether to grant them waivers. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.